USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Late Georgia Democratic Congressman John Lewis is now lying in state in the Capitol Rotunda. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Lewis.
John paid the price to help bend it. He paid that price at every Nashville lunch counter where his leadership made segregation impossible to ignore. He paid it in every jail cell where he waited out hatred and oppression. He paid that price in harassment and beatings from a bus station in South Carolina to the Edmund Pettus Bridge.
Vice President Mike Pence is touting the FDA's progression in the development of a coronavirus vaccine. The vice president speaking in Miami on Monday. President Trump, meanwhile, in North Carolina, also speaking about the vaccine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of good energy throughout the whole day. With the Balance of Nature, I don't get cold, I don't get sick, and most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get the immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product, and I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The White House believes the economy is turning the corner. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The COVID-19 pandemic continues to impact the U.S. economy, but National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow says,
I don't think the economy is going south. I think it's going north.
Retail sales are surging and new business applications are soaring. And he also says another $1,200 check is coming to Americans in the next round of economic relief.
Kudlow speaking there on CNN. The House is now out until Wednesday to allow for late Congressman John Lewis to lie in state. Republican Congressman from Texas Dan Crenshaw on the passing of Lewis.
The man is a hero. He's an icon for our country, not just for the civil rights movement, but for the American spirit. And I look forward to honoring him this week as he lays in state.
Congressman Crenshaw speaking there on Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Biotech giant Moderna launched the world's largest coronavirus vaccine trial on Monday with roughly 30,000 volunteers to test for effectiveness and safety. The testing will determine if the vaccine can protect from severe infections of COVID-19 and death. As far as coronavirus cases across the United States, Alex Azar says we're starting to see some progress in cases decreasing, but he also reminds everyone.
We're not out of the woods yet, and it's really important that people remain vigilant. We think it's due to the fact that people are actually wearing their masks. They're wearing their masks. They're social distancing. The governors have closed some of these bars where you just can't keep socially distant, and you're not going to wear a face covering. So people are stepping up to the plate and doing what we're asking and what the governors are asking, and we see it has an impact.
Florida.org, founded by NBA superstar LeBron James and other black athletes, is donating $100,000 to help pay felons' court debts. Earlier this month, the Supreme Court ruled against overturning a law that requires felons to pay their court fines and fees, some of which can be tens of thousands of dollars, before registering to vote. Civil rights groups sued, arguing the law was basically a poll tax and amounted for voter suppression. But now the black athletes and entertainers are stepping in to help. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.